Chapter 6, The Vision of God. My hope of having a vision of God began to recede. I did not feel quite worthy of it. This made me despondent and sad, but even in this passionate state, the continuous repetition of the divine name went on. The firm determination to see the light of God that very night was shattered. With these shattered hopes also broke down my samadhi and asana. I lay flat on my bed, yet hands pressed past the beads, and my tongue moved in continuous repetition of his name. The mind remained in perpetual contemplation. My hopes of seeing divine light were dimmed. Only a short period elapsed in this pessimistic mood. Suddenly and unexpectedly, there was an illumination of dazzling light within my whole being. I could now experience that splendorous cooling light face to face, and yet I could not endure its dazzling splendor. I cried out like a person overwhelmed by an overpowering experience. I became as light as a flower. A strange and unbearable sweet blazing light began to shimmer with all its splendor within me and outside me. The next moment, I saw the light pervading the whole atmosphere. My eyes were closed. My hands were clasped. By the force of some unseen power, I was lifted up till I touched the roof. I prayed to God, "Lord, help me to endure this unbearable experience." Within a twinkling of an eye, I was lying on the floor. I touched the floor as lightly as a balloon and did not feel hurt. I had just been lifted up as a man goes up in a swing and had then come down in a backswing. It now appeared to me that my body was like a spiritual couch in which my soul, my Atma, was meeting the beloved Lord, which was all divine light. This union gave such joy and bliss that I could neither bear it nor leave it. Although my eyes were closed, I could see the splendorous light of his presence within me and outside me. I now acquired a wonderful inner spiritual vision and strange inner eyes. This wonderful experience was almost unbearable. I tried to stop the repetition of the divine name, hoping that by doing so, I may be relieved a little of this overwhelming experience. Even the repetition of the name had now become a spontaneous spiritual contemplation. It did not stop even when I made an effort to do so. With every breath, this miraculous repetition went on giving peculiar joy and inner exaltation. It took many forms and many spiritual ways of expression. The more I gave my mind to it, the more absorbing became the experience. My heart was aglow with radiance and bathed in light. I felt as light as a thing that could fly. It was with difficulty I acquired a control of the spiritual state. God was now resplendently revealed within my inner self. I tried to return my love for his boundless grace and benefits through prayers, songs, and supplication to the Beloved, who was now manifest as knowledge and light in perfect revelation. I gave him the most sanctified seat in my heart. I expect that he would come to my room from the unknown and reveal himself outside myself. I did not in the least expect that my strange beloved, my Lord God, with his unfathomable powers, would miraculously appear within my own self and reveal himself on the altar of my heart. How blessed was my search on that night. I could see a sea of divine light flooding within me and outside me in shimmering resplendence. I was able to endure this endurable light only by prayerful utterances from Gurbani, which strengthened my mind and soul by seeking grace and strength. The more I was absorbed in it, the more wonderful and sublimely dazzling spiritual phenomena were seen by my inner eyes. Divdrishti, which cannot be expressed in the language of our physical and earthly world. I would not now see the roof and the walls of the room in which I was sitting. Right through the sky, I could see space beyond space, all crystal clear and bathed in purity. The whole of the universe was filled with incomprehensible light, which was penetrating me and enfolding me. The music of his divine presence filled my heart with blissful joy. I could see all this clearly and visibly in a wide awake condition, but there lurked a faint doubt whether I saw and experienced all this in my physical existence. Two thoughts vaguely lingered in my mind. One possibility was that I had abandoned my body and was now experiencing and seeing the spiritual realms through an astral body. The other possibility was that I was seeing all this in a dream-conscious state. actually felt that the whole vision was a personal experience in an awakened state, but I wondered how a man like me could be blessed with such wonderful experience. How could such a great gift be bestowed on me? Such boundless grace in an honest sinner like me was unthinkable. I did not possess any such moral or spiritual quality with which I could please the Lord. The sense of my inner insignificance as a devotee made me feel that all the vision of his light was not the fruit of spiritual effort in this life, but was probably a dream vision of some previous life in some other realm. Nevertheless, whatever I saw was an ineffable experience, which gave me the highest bliss. I abandoned myself to it, and for a moment gave up all faintly disturbing thoughts. At this time, Bhairav Singh knocked at the door, and I heard him saying that it was 2 a.m. and time for me to take bathe and say prayers. On hearing this voice, I was convinced that I was not dead and my body was unchanged. The next moment, there lingered a doubt that I may be hearing the voice of Bhairav Singh in a dream only. The doubt about death was dispelled, but the thought that I may be in dream conscious state still lingered on my mind. I opened the door, and when I came out, Bhairav Singh greeted me. I discerned his presence clearly, but still I thought that I was talking to him in a dream. I asked Bhairav Singh, "Are we talking in a dream? Are you also seeing a dream?" Considerably surprised at my question, he replied, "No, Bhai Sahib. What strange things are you uttering today? It's time for your bath." When I went to the bathroom, I saw the usual things there. My steps faltered, but somehow I controlled myself with effort. The whole of my inner being was inwardly drawn and imbued with the indescribable experiences of blissful love. When I started taking bathe, the automatic repetition of the divine name was strung to my very breath, and with every breath the divine name was uttered with such magnetic power that it was difficult to describe. After the bath, I changed my underwear with a turban on. I sat in a dry place on the bathroom and started reciting Japji. Although it was very cold, I did not feel the cold at all. This was because very little consciousness of my body was left. It was almost a bodiless state within the body. Deeply intoxicated in the sublime state of divine illumination, I started reciting the poem of Japji, which we know as the Mool Mantra, the basic mystic revelation. The more I repeated it, the more I was lost in it. I could not recite the Japji beyond the Mool Mantra. The divine name, which was now manifest in me in the form of light, flashed through my inner being in waves after waves of revealed light, which thrilled every pore of my body. My soul was in a wedlock, embraced with the Beloved, which gave me the highest aesthetic joy. The steady recitation of the great mystic composition, the Japji, put me in the contemplative pose of Sahaj Samadhi, effortless absorption in the divine. I was passing into ecstatic experience. I was so deeply absorbed in the blissful mood that the recitation of Japji became a continuous deep meditation. Every line of Japji revealed such a spiritual joy, divine knowledge, and inner light as I had never heard or experienced before. I tried my utmost to complete the recitation at the usual speed, but at every line my mind stopped and was lost in reflection over its intuitively revealed meaning. It is difficult to describe this blissful mental condition. I have no words to express it. But Kabirji says, "There are no words for its praise. Only a vision of his light reveals the truth." At every moment I silently prayed that I should be able to complete the recitation of Japji. If I had not been so thoroughly disciplined in the knowledge and deeper meaning of Gurbani, and also if I had not known the strength of silent prayers, it would have been impossible to endure the rapturous emotions of that moment. I might even have been unconscious in the intoxication of this blissful joy, and would thus have remained far behind and utterly devoid of the highest spiritual state. It appeared I would not be able to complete the Japji that day. I was stuck up in the blissful joy of its inner meaning, and was absorbed in spiritual intoxication, that I could not complete even half the verses of Japji. Only through prayers and supplications, I gathered the spiritual strength and consciousness to complete the recitation. By the time of dawn, I could complete only one recitation. Thank God, it was completed. Normally, I completed 5 recitations of Japji, along with other daily prayers by that time. But even at this time, I had a vague feeling that I may be in a dream state. Just then, Bhairav Singh came and asked me to dress up and get quickly. I now realized that I had not put mine on my dress yet. Dressing up quickly, I moved on towards the Sikh temple, the Gurdwara. There still lingered a doubt that I was in a dream state, but on seeing broad daylight, I felt assured that I was not walking in a dream, because one dreams only at night, and night never changes into day in a dream. Secondly, the spiritual vision of divine light which I saw within and outside myself was unique. This supernatural light was shining all around in different form than the ordinary daylight. I stepped out with a little effort and came to the veranda. I saw the whole sky bathed in the radiance of this divine light. Wrapping a blanket around myself, I moved towards the Gurdwara. My feet faltered as I walked, and appeared my feet did not touch the earth. I moved on sauntering and tumbling, and yet was surprisingly on my feet again. Again came the thought, have I really attained a vision of the divine, or was it just a dream? I was now going to the temple, where I expected that the ever-present Guru, the Guru Granth Sahib, would reveal to me my true state. The voice of the Guru would dispel all doubts, and I would know whether I was really enjoying bliss of spiritual union with the Lord in conscious state. When I entered the temple, I heard this hymn being sung. Friend, I have attained the bestower of eternal happiness. I have espoused the bridegroom of my choice. It is a moment of great felicity. The mystic union has given me great happiness. The compassionate beloved is ever young and romantic. In holy company I met him by the grace of the Guru. All hopes and wishes have been fulfilled. The beloved has embraced me in perfect union, saith Nanak. I have attained the bestower of happiness through the grace of the Guru. Guru Arjan Dev Ji. This hymn of felicitation dispelled all my doubts. I was sure now that it was not a dream state. I circumambulated the Guru Granth Sahib and bowing low opened it and found the Nan Sahib Song of Bliss at the first reading on the left page. I read it in a mystical and moving tone. It was so enchanting a recitation that it cast a spell on the hearers. That day, I understood the deeper meaning of this great hymn. I now realize the spiritual import of such lines as, everyone speaks of joy and bliss, but real bliss can only be known from the Guru, says Guru Amar Das. My joy knew no bounds. I was dumb with rapturous joy. My eyes were fixed in a trance. My heart was drinking ambrosial nectar without being completely satiated. At this moment, a man said in my ear, let us go to the other Gurdwara. The complete continuous recitation of Guru Granth Sahib, Akhand Path, is to begin just now in commemoration of Guru Nanak's birthday, and there you can enjoy greater bliss. I was very happy to hear this. With refreshing zeal, I went to the other Gurdwara, where a large holy congregation was gathered. I bowed to the holy Guru Granth Sahib from a distance and quietly sat in a corner in the back row from where I could see the whole congregation. But no one could see me. I was also facing Guru Granth Sahib. Wrapped in my blanket, I sat there in blissful contemplation. Divine songs were being sung. I felt impelled to join the Kirtan, but I did not feel like getting out of my blissful state of spiritual absorption. The Kirtan ended and prayer for starting the Akhand Path was said. This was the first time in my life that I got an opportunity to see a Akhand Path being performed. After reading the Japji, the Kara Prasad was distributed. Most of the people went away after this. Very few of them were left, and after some time they also started moving out, and one of them shook me, indicating that it was time to go. I bowed before the Guru Granth Sahib with the idea of going away when an inner voice said, keep sitting. Where do you wish to go? This almost came as a command which I could not but obey. To me, it was a command of the Guru. There were 5 reciters, reading one after the other, and a few devotee attendants, and I was the lone listener at that time. People came for some time and went while I sat there bound in the bondage of love, and nothing could disturb me now. The spiritual illumination broke all barriers of inner consciousness, and there was a gradual increase in the spiritual powers and revelations. I sat there during the whole reading, unshaken, undisturbed, and unmoved. By the grace of God, I sat there in an unbroken concentration and listened to the whole Kanpat for 48 hours, and it was through His unknown power that I listened to the complete reading, and it was by His grace that I listened to the whole reading of Guru Granth Sahib in a wide awake consciousness, and never for a moment felt sleepy or tired. This was Thy gift, O Lord. The unstruck music, the unhad sab, began to ring in all its melodious measures within my inner consciousness. The tenth door of consciousness, Turiya, leading to the realization of the transcendental light, opened, revealing wonders of the spiritual life. As Guru Arjan says, Mother, I am wonderstruck at His vision. The unstruck music has enchanted me with His melody. Wonderful is its ineffable sweetness. The continuous complete reading of Guru Granth Sahib, the Akhand Path ended. The Aarti, the song with the lamps, was being sung. In my heart, a wonderful and colorful worship with the lamps was revealed. The spiritual meaning of the Aarti hymn was revealed in all its significance. The music of the musical instruments ceased. Within me, I could hear the unstruck music of the celestial worlds, which rang through the whole universe with enchanting divine melody. Ah, who could open his eyes to see the outside world? Shimmering light with all its resplendent glory could be thrilling my whole being and spreading throughout the vast space of the universe. Even the holy Guru Granth Sahib, there was radiant light, which had a soothing effect but was difficult to endure. Rays of light were spreading towards the whole congregation, gathering in large number, and everyone was looking at me.